Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. My name is Aaron Gurnis. I'm here with Nancy Kesey, water safety instructor at the Knoxville Recreation Center. And Nancy, can you explain a little bit about what the Knoxville Recreation Center is offering this summer in terms of swim lessons?
We offer Red Cross swimming lessons through the rec center, and all our instructors are lifeguards. We have swim lessons from the ages of 1-year-olds up to, 18. We usually don't do the older kids, but the little kids, ages 1 through 3, they come to swim lessons with an adult or with a high school person. And it's usually a parent-child class. It's called Aquatots. And then from 3 to 5, we have a preschool class, and they just kind of get acquainted with the water and learn how to blow bubbles, dunk their heads, get their faces wet, try to jump in, and just kind of have fun in the water. They just learn to kind of float around with floaties, like you have these barbells and noodles and kickboards, and they learn how to use those and to walk in the water if they're tall enough. And then when they get to kindergarten and they're at least 5 years old, they can go to level 1. And then that's when they start to have the beginning strokes of the backstroke and the front crawl. And they learn to float and roll over. And then when they can at least swim somewhat, about 10 feet, then they can go to the level 2, and they perfect their back crawl and front crawl, and they were in the 4 to 5 foot of water. Then we have level 3, so each class you have to pass to the next level. And level 3, they learn the strokes, or really perfect them, especially the front crawl. They learn how to put their face in the water and turn to the side and breathe, the rotary breathing, and the back crawl and the elementary backstroke. And then level 4, they just swim farther distances, and they learn the breaststroke, the backstroke, butterfly, elementary crawl. And then we usually don't have level 5 because that's more like a pre-lifeguard class. It would take like 15 hours, and we only have half-hour lessons for 2 weeks in the summertime. They run from 8:50 in the morning to 11:30, Monday through Friday in the summer, and we have 2 week sessions.
When else are sessions available, and when do you have to sign up?
Starting today, June 6th through the 17th, we're full. And then June 20th, we have some openings. And then July, we have quite a few openings still. But they're every 2 weeks, so. And it goes to the end of July. For the group lessons, they're $20.80 for 10 35-minute lessons. The private lessons are 30 minutes long, and they're $5.67 per lesson.
And do you have to be a member of the rec center to have those lessons?
No, you do not.
Why do you think that swimming is important?
Well, it's very good exercise and, entertainment. You can, if you start as a child, you can do it all the way through your adulthood. And I mean, we have aquasize classes here, and all the older retired people, they take the classes, so everybody can benefit from swimming. And it also, like, if you like to go boating, it's good to have the water safety instruction. We do a lot of water safety instruction too with the classes. We don't just teach them how to swim. We try to teach them if they'd fall out of a boat or in their backyard pool what they need to do. And we teach them about rolling over on their back, so if they do get in a situation where the water's over their head and they get tired of swimming, they know they can roll on their back and they can float.
Parents maybe might be a little concerned about leaving their little kid in the pool area. Yeah, can they watch? Can they stand by and watch?
Yeah, the first day we let them watch, and I tell them once a child gets comfortable in the water, if they can sneak out, and if the child doesn't notice, then we're usually okay. And it might take 2 or 3 days, but we let them stay in here and get comfortable. And sometimes we let the little ones go in the baby pool with the parent for a while, and then we'll bring them over. Once in a while, we'll have one that won't stay, but that's maybe they just turned 3 years old and they had previous had a parent-child class. Otherwise, they usually do really well.
And do you have anything else you want to wrap up by saying?
I think the more people that take swimming lessons, the kids will come to open swim and enjoy the water, because we have so many water parks around anymore, and I think it's good because a lot of kids will go to these water parks and they're used to being either in the shallow water or having a life jacket on. And they'll go down a slide and they don't know what to do. They don't realize they need to stand up, or if it's over their head, they need to start floating. They can float, swim. So we try to tell them that. We try to discuss, like, what would happen if you fell in water over your head, what should you do, and what's the another thing we also do is have them get in the middle of the pool and say, which direction would you go? Go to the closest wall. They need to go to the closest wall so they can get out of the pool, or if there's a floaty floating around, they need to grab that or grab the ropes or something just to keep them afloat. And we've had parents that said they've gone to water parks and to the motels and they couldn't believe, like, their child accidentally fell in and they knew to roll over or get right to the side. So it has been helpful.
Once again, my guest today is Nancy Kesey here on Let's Talk Knoxville on the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned for Let's Talk Pella coming up next.